And I was just going to say, that'll wrap up our Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. And for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. As Marty told you during the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff pregame show, Camden won the toss. They elected to defer. Our Vikings will receive, and we will receive in front of our band. And if folks, you couldn't make it tonight, there is a banner in front of our band that says Home of the 12th Man, and our band most definitely is the 12th Man. I'd like to say hello to Chris and Brad and all the customer service technicians over at one of our very favorite places to eat, and Lord knows we like to eat. That's Crystal River Seafood, where they put more food on your plate than your mama does. And you, Bill, it doesn't have to be on the menu to get it.
No, if you want it, they got it. They'll fix it,
and they'll fix it any way you want it. All you got to do is say, "This is what I want,"
and you're particular because you always want them to season the fish before they cook it. I mean, all kinds of things.
And don't make the mistake of saying, "I'm hungry today," because the next thing you know, you've got more food than you can eat.
They sure do. I want to thank Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road. When you want seafood, it's Crystal River Seafood. Also want to thank Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on Inner Perimeter and Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road. On Thursdays, we eat lunch at Inner Perimeter at Chick-fil-A. And every home game, Charlie Cruz and his group at St. Augustine provide a nugget tray for everybody here up in the press box. Thank you to Chick-fil-A. Remember, they didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Well, Bill, I've got my directions mixed up. That's not unusual, is it?
No, it's not. You're mixed up all the time.
Camden's going to kick off from the band side of the 40 to our right. So the Vikings will receive on the north end zone. And did you look at the new 25-second clocks?
Yeah, we talked about that during the pregame. It's a great asset, too.
And guess what I found out?
What's that?
Those are permanent now.
Yes, they are. We're hearing that the GHSA will mandate those going into next year, especially at the 6A level.
So went ahead and put those in, and that it doesn't get any better than that. This is a college atmosphere here tonight.
Well, I look across the way. Camden has brought a huge crowd. Our crowd is a 40 over to the end zone. That because we sell so many season tickets, we have to put home side over there as well. But Camden, from the 40 to the other side, have just about filled up their area. Their band is playing. Our band is playing. Wes, it doesn't get any better than this. It's time to play some football for the Region 1 6A Championship.
It sure doesn't. Just notice Nick Bergman walked out, said something to Kenny Moore, to Brandon Roberts, and also to Jordan Williams, our three deep backs, said something to them before they went back. Camden set to kick off, number 7. And I have 2 7s.
Grant Gabriel. You need the right one.
I'll get that right here. Gabriel waiting on the whistle. Ball on the near hash mark in front of our press box. Puts his foot into it. And the region championship game is underway. He kicks it deep in the end zone. And Brandon Bell will receive it there and take a knee. It'll come out. Now Vikings will start 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, that kick was deep, probably 8-9 yards into the end zone. And they just take a knee. The Vikings will have it 1st down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Remind you, we have the Page Heating and Air live in-game stats throughout the night. We'll keep you up to date on how many yards rushed, whether it's now, 2 minutes from now, or all the way through the game.
Alex Stevenson brings the Vikings out. We'll immediately go heavy left toward the visitor side of the field. Two tight ends. They're in a three-man front. Jordan Williams around the left side cuts back in, trying to follow his blocking and gets 1 yard up to the 21-yard line where it will be 2nd and 9, and we are underway here at Martin Stadium.
In on the tackle for the Camden Wildcats, number 45, Travis Johnson. And Travis, a senior defensive lineman.
And Amon Brown comes in. And immediately we see who's going to leave. And that is number 36, Kevin Orr, as he comes off. Up over the goal line. I mean, up over the ball is our Sons of Thunder. We put Williams in motion. Give it. Nope.
keeper.
Alex Stevenson keeps the ball. He's across the 25. He has the first down as he gets us out to the 30, up to the 32-yard line. About an 11-yard run, Bill. Fooled me because he put Amon Brown in motion to the far side and then come back.
I don't know if y'all saw that, but on the tackle, Alex Stevenson rolled up behind number 37, Tevin Brown, the guy filling in for Nick Bergman tonight.
And Tevin Brown comes off limping. We bring Tevin Orr back in. Amon Brown at the wing back at the far side, Williams wing back near side. Camden almost in a five-man front. We give it to Williams in motion around the right side. Oh, gets grabbed by the face mask. There it comes. He started around the right side. Defensive player reached out, and you just saw his head snap back.
If you could get a 30-yard penalty, that one was about bad enough for a 30. I've never seen a player's head snap quite that much.
Two flags down. They'll mark off 15 yards from the spot of the foul, Bill, which is going to be right at the goal line. So we'll go from the 33 out to our 48-yard line, 15-yard penalty. 10:41 to go here, first quarter, no score. First possession for our Vikings.
You heard Taylor mention just a moment ago, number 37, Tevin Brown, favoring the ankle a little bit. He has not come back in. Chris Trower now, number 23, has come in for the Vikings.
Trower will go to a wing back position. Again, as we go heavy left, that's two tight ends. Camden in a five-man front. Three down linemen, two standing up. Give it to Williams, and there's a flag, and we're going to have a legal procedure against our Vikings.
Yeah, as we said, Chris Tower comes in. Chris, only a sophomore, Wes.
155-pounder, but he has played some good minutes for our Vikings.
He really has, and a lot of these sophomores are going to have to step up and play, and they have throughout the season.
10:24 to go, first quarter, no score. The first possession for our Vikings, we started on our 20. Stevenson got us a first down, and then we got a face mask. So it's first and 15 back at the 43-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on the radio dial. Stevenson gives it to Williams on the far side. Herb cuts back against the green by one man still on his feet as he tries to split two defenders and get back to the line of scrimmage. He does and picks up a yard. It'll be second and 14.
Almost
at the 44.
I was going to say almost two, Wes. They spotted him back. You're right on the 44, though. That defensive line for the Camden Wildcats just came right through our Sons of Thunder, the offensive line, and puts us in a second and 14 situation as Alex Stevenson comes to the sideline to get the play from Coach McPherson.
Vikings in their crimson jerseys and their crimson pants. 7 seconds to go on the play clock. Now we're down to five. Stevenson slides under center. Puts the man in motion. Gives a note, keeps it. Looks downfield, gets grabbed and thrown by the face mask. And there comes he got thrown down by the face mask.
Another 15-yard penalty against the Camden County Wildcats.
Had him and spun him around. I thought he had him by the jersey and then saw that head smack.
Yeah, great rush by the defensive line of Camden. But nonetheless, they get back there, they grab the face mask. Take down Alex Stevenson, and that'll be another 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Vikings.
They'll mark that one from the 37-yard line.
But so is that not automatic first down?
Sure, yes, automatic first down as we get inside Camden territory down to the 48-yard line.
Well, something to keep an eye on here tonight. Tevin Brown came out with an ankle, but he's back in there. He's limping a little bit. And Amon Brown got poked in the eye earlier on that face mask penalty, but he's back in the game.
The referee signaled first down to start with.
But
now
they've not moved the chains. They have not moved the chains. They're saying third down, or second down, excuse
me. They're saying it's going to be second and
so it's not
six.
An automatic first.
Nope, second and six. And we give it to Tevin Brown. He follows that big offensive line as it gets down across the 45, down to about the 41-yard line. Should be enough for a first down as he showed no sign of a gippy ankle then. First and 10 for our Vikings at the 41-yard line. Going from left to right on your radio dial. 9:03 to go first quarter. No score.
Again, Alex Stevenson comes to the sideline to get the play.
They send Amon Brown in. And Tevin Orr will check out. Stevenson now comes in with 20 seconds to go on the play clock. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of our stands. It is a packed house here at Martin Stadium. Stevenson back to the Eagle offense. Nope, he goes heavy right this time. Heavy right. brings Brown in motion. And he gives it to Amon Brown up the middle. He's forced by one man. He's to the corner. He's at the 20. Spins, and they run him out of bounds somewhere around the 18-yard line. He goes from the 41 to the 18, and he did it behind great blocking by the Sons of Thunder.
Yes, he did. Off on the tackle for the Camden County Wildcats, their leading tackler, number 40, Jared Davis. But not before Amon Brown just finds a great hole right up the middle, skirts to the outside, a 22-yard run and a first down for the Vikings.
First and 10, Vikings down to the Camden 18-yard line. They say 19. So. Now we go back heavy left. Camden, three-man front. Looks like they've got four linebackers, and what do we got here? They step out, and somebody asked for a time. It is our, okay, we'll take a timeout, a 30-second break. We'll be right back after, oh, two-minute break. Two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Quick snap. Ball goes to Amon Brown over the left side. He's down across the 15, all the way down to the 11-yard line, Bill, where it will be second and two from there. Another great block by our Sons of Thunder.
And that's one of the things that we've heard throughout the season so far, is the middle is a little suspect against this defense for the Camden County Wildcats.
Amon Brown at a deep tailback. I haven't seen this before out of our Vikings. Again, he gives it to Brown, looking for a hole over the left side. Took one man, two, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Amon Brown.
And I just caught what we're doing. And I'll explain it to you.
Well, go right ahead.
What they're doing, they're putting Amon Brown about two steps deeper than he normally is, handing him the ball. He can see where the hole opens up, and that's where he goes to. Good, good offensive strategy right there. Seth Carlo on to attempt the long snap. Marshall checked the hold, and here comes Gonzalez. There's the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 7:45 to go in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, Camden nothing. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead 7-0 after a 7:45 mark of the first quarter. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air stat drive update.
Last drive for the Vikings, 4 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock, 7 plays, 80 yards, resulted in an 11-yard touchdown run by Amon Brown. Vikings lead 7-0 with 7 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor, and let's go down to the sideline for the Commercial Banking Company sideline report from Marty Rogers. Marty, what's the attitude of the team right now after taking that first possession and going down and scoring?
Guys, there's an electricity on this sideline that I haven't seen in a long, long time. And we talk about the atmosphere at the Valdosta Lounge game. Wintersville every year is big, but this is huge. There's a lot of scouts on the sidelines. There's a lot of people here. The crowd's, of course, huge. But these players are excited, but I've never seen them quite this focused and this pumped up. Chandler, someone this week sent me a text, said they were going to shock the world tonight, and that's kind of the theme. I've heard that several times down here, and they came out, and so far they have shocked the world. Hopefully they can keep it up.
Marty, thank you for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. And Gonzalez comes out to tee it up to kick off. It'll be Camden's first time having the ball in their hands. Back deep is number one, Chris Williams, and number five, J.J. Green.
And they're only lined up at about the 8-yard line, as Gustavo Gonzalez not historically putting him in the end zone.
And there's the kick, high end over end kick, taken by Williams, runs right into the teeth of our Viking defense, and Bill, we got a big stop.
Yeah, the X-Man, Xavier Crawford, number 49. A senior linebacker who is a company man. And we know if you tune into the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night live from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center, you know what a company man is. And the X-Man, Xavier Crawford, is just that.
Ball on the far hash mark. Camden in all white. There they come out. It'll be their first possession. 7:34 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. They're in the wing tee. They go heavy left. Bryce Ramsey says something. Trey Jackson adjusts his defensive line. They put Green in motion. He starts one way, comes back, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, Sam Washington in on the tackle, and I didn't see who was at the bottom of the pile, Dale.
Well, there was a host of them. Number 91, Ellis Griffin, also in there on the tackle with Sam Washington, and it looks like D'Angelo Edmonds also comes off the bottom of that pile.
Didn't look like it got much, but then again, he got two. Second and eight. The ball moves out to the 22-and-a-half-yard line. Green at wingback on the near side. Tied into our side. Ramsey, we're in a five-man front, puts a man in motion, and he gives it to number one, Chris Williams, and he gets hit as he crosses the 25 up to the 26.
And who made that tackle? Number 17.
He ran into a stone wall that just happened to have 17 on his chest.
And that is Trey Jackson.
Giving 2 yards. It's going to be third and six at the 26-yard line. 6:33 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Ball on the near hash mark as Ramsey drops back in the shotgun. Flips his receiver. Takes the snap. Gives it right up the middle. Here comes J.J. Green. We hit him. He'll go down at the 30. He'll pick up 3 yards, Bill, but it will be fourth and two at the 30-yard line.
Decision time for Coach Jeff Heron. He's on his end of the field, and they're going to mark it right at the 30. You're right, almost the 32. No, on the 30, Wes. There's no decision to be made. That's a punt coming. And back to punt
is Ramsey, the quarterback. And back deep is Jordan Williams standing at our 30. We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. Ramball hits the ground. He gets it away. And Jordan Williams takes it at the 40 and gets hit immediately. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Wildcats down there. And he'll go down immediately at the 40, Bill.
Yeah, not a great snap from their long snapper as Ramsey has to pick it up off the ground. Does get the punt away. Dangerous catch by Jordan Williams, but very sure-handedly makes the catch. Probably saved us about 10 yards by making the catch.
Ball goes down just across the 40. And let's go over to Taylor Biddle.
Ramsey was kicking there, guys. But one thing I want you to note, his ankle is very severely taped tonight.
He, last week, kicking a field goal, hit the turf and stood of the ball and hurt his ankle. But let's go ahead and take a 60-second, two-minute break.
90-second.
90 seconds. Break, second, 90-second break. We'll be right back after this. We bring Brown in motion and give it to him. Orr makes a block. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and goes down, and there comes the flag in. Now, I'm not sure what we're going to have, Bill.
The flag is right there at the point of contact. It could be defensive with another face mask, or it could be a hold against the Vikings. We'll have to see.
Personal holding on the Vikings.
And they are making the signs to the visitor side tonight because television is in that booth across the way.
Yep.
So a 10-yard penalty marked off against the Vikings for holding.
And it'll come from the 43-yard line. We'll take it back to the 33.
One of the things Coach Heron said in the pregame was that if they could keep the Vikings in a long first down, or not let them win first downs, and that's the case right here. If you get penalties, you're not winning the first and second downs.
Well, I mark it back, I'm sorry, to the 32, so it'll be second.
And 19.
And 19. 4:43 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Ball on the near hash mark. Alex Stevenson, the senior, brings the play in. Tight end to the Vista side of the field. Now we send trips to the far side. Stevenson's in the shotgun. Three-man front. There they come. We pick up the rush. He gets it away. He keeps the ball. Tries to run. Bounces off one man and gets grabbed by his ankle as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing there, so Stevenson tucked the ball and tried to pick up something. It'll be third and 19, Bill.
Yeah, number 47, Anthony Johnson in on the tackle for the Camden High Wildcats. Great coverage downfield. Alex didn't have any place to go with the ball, had to try to turn it upfield. As a result, it's third and 19 now.
Kenny Moore comes in, and in comes number 31, Brandon Roberts. Both of these guys can catch a football. We send Kenny Moore to the far side. We bring Williams and Brandon Roberts to the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner from the press box side. There comes the blitz. Right by and throws out in the flat. Ball is tipped. Knocked down by number 47.
That's Johnson again. Anthony Johnson.
It'll be fourth down, and our Vikings will have to punt for the first time tonight with 3:42 to go here in the first quarter, leading 7-0.
Nice defensive stunt by the defensive line for the Camden County Wildcats. As you said, it looked like they were going to come off the edge, and they stunted inside and were able to disrupt that pass attempt. And back deep, they got two guys going back deep to receive the punt.
That is number four, Bissett and J.J. Grade. Gonzalez standing back at the 14.
No,
not Gonzalez. That's Belcher standing back at the 14. Gets it away. High, high little kick. It's going to hit and take a Camden bounce backwards and go out of bounds about our 42-yard line. Whew, what great field position for Camden.
Well, one of the things we knew we didn't want to do was punt to J.J. Green, but we didn't want to punt it that shallow and out of bounds either. Let's get an idea of what that punt was. How many yards was that punt? And that was 13 yards on the punt was all. 3:33 left in the ball in the first quarter. Excuse me. The Vikings leading 7-0 over the Camden County Wildcats as Camden has their second possession at the Viking 45-yard line.
And the ball on the near hash mark. They go to the Eagle offense. Wimbush at fullback. They put a man in motion. Ramsey drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, and knocked away, but caught. Knocked away by Nathan Brantley, but caught by number four. That's Bissett, Kavez Bissett.
Yeah, Bissett just kept his focus on the ball. As you said, Nathan Brantley knocked it, but it just made it a tip drill, and Bissett was able to make the catch.
Give him 3 yards on the catch. It'll be second and seven from our 42-yard line. Ramsey looks to the sideline, gets the play. We're in a five-man front. They bring a man in motion. They give it on the counter to Green around one man, two. He's close to the first down as he gets tackled out on the corner by number 31, Brandon Roberts.
One of the things I noticed about J.J. Green, when he gets hit, he rolls. And so he's able to pick up those extra yard or 2 yards when it looks like he's maybe stopped short.
Green, a 5'10", 170-pound senior, headed to Florida. It is third and one, the ball at our 36-yard line. On the far hash mark, Camden going from right to left on your radio dial. Green running back on the near side. He's winged back on the near side. Bissett winged back far side. Now Green goes in motion. They give it to Green around the right side.
And there's a whistle. What's that?
And let's see what we've got. The referee steps over. Illegal procedure. Back him up 5 yards. So instead of third and one, it's going to be third and six.
I didn't see that, if anybody was in movement or if there was just a formation.
They'll mark it back to the 41-yard line now. They've got to get really to the 34 for it to be a first down. 2:11 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. They're Wildcat, Camden changing up players. They bring a wide receiver all the way out here. Kenny Moore's in man coverage on him. Tied in to the visitor side of the field. They bring a man in motion. Ramsey drops back, looks, throws out in the grass. Wide open was number 83. We played soft, and he caught the ball.
Kenny Moore played off too deep and bit on the hitch, and Kenny just played too deep, and he just left it wide open. And a great play by the Camden County Wildcats. That'll bring up first down and 10 for them. At the Viking 25-yard line.
That's Christian Middleton who made the catch, so all the way down to the 25. And now Camden Green goes out. They will change up. 16-yard pass play from Ramsey to Middleton. Ball on the near hash mark. Ramsey in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. He's got two receivers to the far side of the field. Takes a snap. Throws a little bubble screen out. Caught by number one. That is Chris Williams, and he'll get about 8 yards on a little pitch and catch out there, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. From the mark, it may even be 9 yards, Wes. It was a great play. There was nobody on the guy that was out there to make the catch, and as you said, that was number one. Chris Williams picks up big yardage for the Camden Wildcats.
Moves the ball to the far side of the field. We've got a minute 13 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. It is second and one. The ball just outside the 16-yard line. And what do we got? Timeout.
12th man.
Yep, we're fixing to get the band warning.
The 12th man. A new banner, as you said earlier, home of the 12th man right in front of the band.
465-member band.
Wes, they've been playing since they were even down at the other 20. Now they're down at the other 15, and that's when the warning comes out.
But Bill, look on the other side of the football. There's a flag on the field. The umpire is saying something to the referee.
I think there may have been some substitution. There was somebody running off. No, they wave it off.
Now they wave it off. All right, second and one from the 16. A minute 13 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Camden with the football. Ramsey slides under center. Wimbush at fullback. Well, they put Williams in motion around the left side. He's across the 10, the 5. We hit him and knock him down as he gets the first down inside the 5. Bill, it'll be first and goal from about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to be down about the 1 or 2. Nice toss pitch. And there's a little bit of talking going on between some players. Officials get that calmed down.
55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ball on the near hash mark. New fullback. That's Woodward. We bring Williams in motion. Again to Williams around the left side. Gets hit. And he'll go down at the 1-yard line. And Bill, he got hit. And number 19.
That's Jamacy Wright.
Jamacy Wright wrapped him up. And he kind of rolled him over. And he got, and the Wood, and the Green, I mean, Williams thought for a minute, hey, I'm not down. I'll just get up and keep going. I never touched the ground, but the official moved him down. Second and goal from the 1-yard line. 30 seconds to go first quarter. No score. I mean, Vikings leading 7-0. Camden trying to get on the board as Ramsey goes under center for Camden. Puts Green in motion. Gives it to Green around the left side. Gets hit. And
he gets
in. They says he gets in.
Just barely gets in across the line. Sticks the ball out. And Camden gets on the board with 2 seconds. That's 2 seconds left here in the first quarter. They line up for the extra point.
And they've got a new extra point kicker. That is
that 96?
It's either 96
or 86. 96.
That is Andrew Franz to attempt the extra point. Ball's out. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 2 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Vikings lead. I mean, it's a tie score, 7-7. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back after this. And back here at Martin Stadium, there is 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's all tied up, 7-7. As number 7, Grant Gabriel is set to kick off. Back deep, Brandon Roberts in the middle. Kenny Moore to the far side. Jordan Williams to the near side. There's a kick, high end over end kick that Brandon Roberts takes at the 3. Comes straight up the middle of the field. Now our side, he's across the 15. Gets hit, spins, and he goes down about the 17-yard line. Great kick coverage for the Wildcats. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air drive update.
That last drive for the Camden County Wildcats, 7 plays, 45 yards, took 3 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 2-yard touchdown run by J.J. Green. Tie ball game 7-7 with 1 second left to go in the first quarter.
And the ball will have to be snapped. Here comes Alex Stevenson. Leads our Vikings out on the field. Amon Brown at the fullback spot. And we go double tight end to the right side. They're in a four-man front. Give it to Brown. Oh, the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. Have we got it back?
I'm not sure. I think Camden had a shot at it, but I think Lowndes was able to get back on top of it.
It
will
second
be second down.
And that's the end of the first quarter. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, we get ready to start the second quarter. All tied up, 7-7. It'll be second and about 14. Let's go down to the sidelines of Marty Rogers and the Commercial Banking Company sideline update.
Guys, during that quarter, during this quarter break here, Coach McPherson was talking to the players. Tell them to just keep playing. Keep their heads up. Stay focused. We shot ourselves in the foot down there with penalties. He said they've got to play smart. They can't make those kind of mistakes. Offensively, we had the holding call and then had to have the punt, and they ended up getting a great field position and driving in and scoring. So he said, y'all just stay with it, keep fighting, and play smart, guys. Just keep your head about you, and we can stay in this game.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Some scores from around our area. Colquitt leads Coffee 10-0. At the half, it is Valdosta 10, Brunswick 10. Fitzgerald 14, Thomasville nothing. Cook 22, Berrien County 8. And Cairo leads Monroe 14-0. But how about Valdosta and Brunswick all tied up? We knew Brunswick is a pretty good football team. We've got a game right here. It's going to be second and 14. The ball all the way back at our 13-yard line on the far hash mark. Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial. Amon Brown back deep. And look, fellas, number 17 in the backfield. Lined up as a wingback.
Interesting.
Knew that was coming, just couldn't say anything about it.
Trey Jackson in at one of the wingbacks.
He's our junior linebacker. Camden in a five-man front to Brown. Brown gets hit behind the line of scrimmage as he tries to come over the left side. And he'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, Bill, where it's going to be third and 14.
Yeah, the number 47, Anthony Johnson, has been a name and number we've called a lot here in the first quarter. And he makes another tackle there.
And Trey Jackson comes out. And number 46. Look down at Christian Parker, the tight end, comes in. We go back to our Eagle offense. Now comes in Jordan Williams and Tevin Brown. TNT, Amon Brown comes out. Nope. Tevin Orr comes out. Well, it's only 10 seconds on the play clock. Let's go, fellas. Up over the ball. Eagle offense. Camden, three-man front. Linebackers up tight on the corner. We give it to Amon Brown, and he'll lose yardage all the way back to the 10. That Camden defense right now doing what they want to do with our Sons of Thunder, Bill.
Yeah, Anthony Johnson again for the Camden High Wildcats makes the tackle, forces the Vikings into a punt situation, and we're going to have a different punter here. It's going to be number 95, Sean Smith, lefty. I believe Sean a left footer, right?
10:50 to go here in the first half. With
no,
the
that's
fourth out of
another
seven
one.
Feet.
I'm sorry.
Smith standing back in our end zone. Green and Bissette back deep for Camden to receive about our 45. Nice kick. Bissette, fair catch at the 41-yard line. That's where Camden will take over. First and 10 with 10:26 to go here in the half, and everybody tied up at 7 apiece.
Well, that's one of the difficult things we talked about in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff earlier, that punting would be a big factor in tonight's game. So far, the Vikings have been on the short end of that stick as we've given Camden great field position both times on our side of the field. This time they'll be starting from the 41-yard line.
The atmosphere here very much like a playoff game. These two teams very familiar with each other. We've met six times in the Randy McPherson era. And Ramsey for Camden slides under center with the tight end to the far side of the field. We're in a five-man front. Now we make a corner up on the line of scrimmage. And Ramsey, play action, pass, stops, looks downfield. Got coverage and knocked away by Brandon Roberts. Had him one-on-one deep with number 83. That is Christian Middleton. And Brandon Roberts just read it perfectly, stayed with his man, Bill, went up and knocked it away.
Yeah, Camden trying to go for the home run there on a first down and 10 on this side of the field. Good defensive rush for our Lowndes Vikings. I really thought that Camden might be called for a hold around the corner as it looked like Ellis Griffin was trying to get around the corner and they held on to him, but no call made.
Second and 10. Williams at running back for Camden on our side. Green at the far side. And he's in motion. And they give it to Green. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and goes down at the 40 after a one-yard gain. And who's in on the tackle?
Sam Washington.
Savage Sam the Man Washington. What a game he had last week. 10 minutes to go here in the first half, all tied up at 7 apiece. Third and 9 at the 40-yard line. Our defense has really stepped up. Hold them here, Vikings. Hold them here.
Sam made a great tackle. Just got the feet of J.J. Green.
Green goes out. along with a couple other, along, Green goes out along with a couple other players. They bring Middleton back in. Now they send Chris Williams to the far side of the field. Ramsey goes in the shotgun. We go to a four-man front. Ramsey keeps the back with him. There's a snap, and they give it to the back. Gets in at the line of scrimmage. Runs into a stone wall with 17 on his chest.
Trey Jackson. Trey Jackson is having a great ball game here so far in the first half, as that will force the Camden Wildcats into a fourth down situation.
And we will send Kenny Moore and Jordan Williams back deep. And Ramsey, Bryce Ramsey, they're all everything player who's headed to Georgia when he graduates, standing back about their 47 to punt. He tries to pooch it to pin us back deep. We signal fair catch at the 13-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 8:52 to go here in the first half, leading tied up 7-7. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, 8:52 going in the first half. Vikings and Camden tied up 7 apiece. And, Bill, you've got us some information.
I do. A Page Heating and Air in-game live stat update. So far here, going with 8:52 left in the second quarter, this has played up just like we thought, a very defensive battle. The Vikings have run 13 plays for 57 yards, while Camden has run 13 plays for 58 yards. You can't get much even more even than that, as Camden has one more yard than the Vikings, but both teams have run 13 plays.
Something to look at. Camden with 28 yards. 28 of those 58 yards was passing.
Yep.
First and 10, Vikings on our own 13-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward the field house. As we put Alex Stevenson in the shotgun, two receivers far side. Camden in the three-man front. There's a big split on the our side of the field between the center and the guard, Bill. We've got tied into our side. Camden walks a corner up. Let's see what he does. He does not blitz. We give it to the back right up the middle. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. They are taking those splits, and right now they're filling that hole and getting in the gap.
Jared Davis, their leading tackler, in on the tackle for Camden, just shot that gap and made the tackle right there. They're going to give him no gain, no loss. It'll be right on the line of scrimmage. So second down and 10 for the Vikings.
We send Jordan Williams to the far side of the field. Nope, now we bring him to our side. Shift the tight end to the visitor side. Camden shifts to the wide side of the field. Now that corner comes up, and we've got timeout Vikings. Timeout Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break with the score tied at 7 apiece. We'll be right back after this.
Well, now,
back in Martin Stadium, 8:14 to go here in the half, all tied up 7 apiece. Want to remind everybody, the Lounge High, Randy McPherson Coach's Show, Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue. Coach Mack and I will sit down briefly and talk about this ball game because it is our senior night celebration. It's something that we look forward to every year where we honor our seniors and give them a chance to talk a little bit on the radio and about what they're going to be doing after high school.
And there are 24 seniors on this football team. Now, we hope all of them will show up Tuesday night. Sometimes that's not always the case. But get out there, support these seniors, show them how much you appreciate their hard work to these Lounge High Viking team that they've been on, many of them, for the last 4 years.
Absolutely. It will be second and 10 as our Vikings come out on the field now. Williams at one wing back. Kevin Brown at the wing back on the home side with Tevin Orr at fullback. Tight end to the visitor side. Camden in a three-man front. Three linebackers and the corners just about 5 or 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. Now, oh, sorry, 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. Stevenson under center for the Vikings. Puts Brown in motion. Gives it to Brown around the right side. Cuts back inside and it gets up to the 20-yard line. Probably one of the best runs we've had in several plays as he followed that the offensive lineman as he gets up to the 20-yard line, Bill, where it's going to be third and a very, very long four. We've got to get across the 23, almost to the 24-yard line. 7:50 to go here in the half, tied up 7 apiece.
Tevin Brown did a good job that play, really, as you said, getting in behind the offensive line and finding the right hole.
Stevenson. Under center. Puts Brown in motion toward the visitor side. Keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Trying to get hit at the 20 and driven out of bounds. And we'll have to punt the ball. It was a quarterback keeper the whole way. Camden didn't fall for it.
Yeah, it was a bootleg around this side. Picked up no gain, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Vikings as Sean Smith still out there to punt for the Vikings now.
He'll actually lose a yard back to the 19. Number 14, Wimbush drops back deep to receive the punt. Nice kick. Drives Wimbush all the way back to the 40. There's a block on the corner. There's a block in the back as Wimbush gets around the flag down. We've got him by the jersey and pull him down at the 25, but it doesn't matter because we had a block in the back here, Bill, at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, number one, Chris Williams, just came barreling into the back of a Lounge defender. We thought there might be one here on this side a little closer, but he turned, got good position on the right shoulder, and made a good clean hit. But Williams, not so lucky.
And they'll go back to the 44 and mark it back to the 34, where Camden will take over first and 10 with 6:41 to go in the half, and we're tied at 7 apiece.
As we said earlier, it's been a defensive matchup. Both teams have just battled back and forth. Neither team has topped 100 yards of total offense. The Vikings with 63 total yards so far, Camden with 58.
Ball on the far hash mark. Camden going from left to right on your radio dial. Like I say, we talked about the crew at the beginning of the broadcast. 4-6 with college experience. This was a hand-picked crew for this Region 1-6A title football game. Middleton comes out here with Brandon Roberts on him as Ramsey slides under center for the Camden Wildcats. We're in a five-man front. We've got Green in motion. They pitch out to Green. Tries to get to the corner. We got a hand on him, and we run him out of bounds. Great play by Eric Hart. He'll get 2 yards, but Eric Hart just strung him out, Bill, and rode him out of bounds.
Yeah, they really did. Also, I want to give credit to number 32, Brian Bell, a sophomore defensive end, was able to get through the line and force him to that outside. And so far, J.J. Green with only 13 yards of rushing here in the first two quarters.
Green is out as Wimbush comes back in, along with Marcus Gordon. Ramsey will slide under center. Again, a five-man front by our Vikings. Gives it to Wimbush up the middle. It gets hit by Sam Washington at the 35-yard line. Wimbush just gets knocked down by Savage Sam Washington.
Be careful about Savage Sam. He might get you.
It'll be 3rd and 8 at the 36-yard line. Remember what he said last week after the tip game? He was tired of all the talking. He was ready to play.
And lower the boom. Isn't that the new saying?
Lower the boom. Ramsey will drop back in the shotgun, send two receivers to the far side of the field. One receiver near side. We go to a four-man front. Now you have trips to the far side. Pump fakes those way downfield and overthrows number 4. Calvarez Bissett, and that'll be an incomplete pass. Bill, fourth down, they'll have to punt.
Good offensive set as he got in between the zone of Kenny Moore and Jamacy Wright. He just got in that little soft part of the zone, and if better pass, and that would have been a first down. As it is, the Camden County Wildcats will go into a punt formation as the quarterback, Bryce Ramsey, will move back into his punt position. Back deep for the Vikings, number 5, Jordan Williams, the sole return man, as it looks like we've got a setup here. We got a block set up, Wes.
There's 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. There we come. He gets it away. High, high kick. Williams signals fair catch at the 32-yard line. And bobbled it for just a second, made my heart jump. But our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 5:40 to go here in the half, leading 7-7. And
listen to this crowd, Wes. They are showing their gratitude for a great defensive stand by these Lions High Vikings.
We have played some great, and we've got a timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. cheerleaders. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, 5:40 to go here in the half. And it's all tied up 7 apiece. It'll be 1st and 10 Vikings at our own 33-yard line. Let's go down to the sidelines.
Well, we look like Red Hat TV guy is off the field. We'll be ready to go back to live action right here as the Vikings will have it 1st down and 10 from the Camden 33-yard line.
That's our 33. 5:40 to go in the half. We go heavy left, which means we've got 4 offensive linemen to the press box side of the field. Jordan Williams at wing back on the far side. Linebacker up in the line of scrimmage. Looking to blitz. Now he backs out. We got Williams in motion. Gives it to Williams as he comes. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. A big scrum down there as Jordan Williams will get 2 yards up to the 35-yard line, Bill.
Every yard that either one of these teams get so far here against these two great defenses, they earn every bit of it.
We got outside on them just a little bit, and we haven't been able to do that since. Of course, Amon Brown had some good runs up the middle on that first drive, but Camden made some adjustments. Kevin Orr at the fullback again. Four offensive linemen to the near side. Camden almost in a 5-man front. We give it to Williams again, looking for a hole as he gets across the 35, up to the 36. They're going to give him all the way up, Bill, to the 39-yard line, where it should be about 4th and, say, 5, 4th and 4, 4th and 5 from there.
Third down.
That's why I said third down, didn't I?
You said 4.
I'm sorry.
Third down and about 5 for the Vikings here.
Third and 5, Amon Brown back in at the fullback position. Stevenson slides under center. He's got Brown in motion. Barks out the signals and they jump.
And that's going to be close. I am not sure exactly where that mark is. That 5-yard mark off is going to be very close to a first down.
I saw one of our coaches said we're going to be about 6 inches short. 4:19 to go here in the half. And it's all tied up 7-7. And
well, let's see what the call is. Offsides against the defense.
The umpire steps it off. And Bill?
They really didn't step it off. They just arbitrarily said it was about 6 inches short.
And let's see what they do now. They're going to mark it third and play it.
Not great mechanics when I start thinking about officials and how they administer penalties. You want to see them make that mark off.
Here comes the offensive line. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Camden stacks it. We give it to Brown. He has the first down as he gets up to the 45, all the way to the 46-yard line, maybe to the 47. And they do. They mark it at the 47. 4:08 to go here in the half. All tied up at 7 apiece.
And Amon, one of the things Coach McPherson has talked about, they really like that hurry up to the line and run the play. They're doing it again, Wes.
Yep. We've got four offensive linemen to the left side. We give it to Brown again, gets hit in the backfield. This time he gets away from that big linebacker, Jared Davis, Bill, as he gets up to the 50. He'll only pick up 3 yards, but he was able to scoot past him as he tried to grab him.
I tell you, that's a positive. That's winning the first down. Anytime you can get 2, 3, 4 yards of positive yards on first down, that equates to winning that first down. It puts you in a good down and distance situation for your second and third down.
Number 64, Cole Rigdon, a sophomore offensive lineman in for our Vikings. As we play that heavy left, again to Brown. And this time he runs right into the teeth of that Wildcat defense as he gets to the 50. And that's what... And our crowd wanted unnecessary roughness. It'll be third down, Bill, and about 7, where we are right at midfield. We're headed to the 3-minute mark. 7-7, we are tied here in the first half. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We need 7 yards and a first down here. We send Kenny Moore to the far side. We bring Jordan Williams to the near side. along with, it looks like, Luther Washington. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. We get the block. Down the field. Catch made and intercepted by Camden. It was tipped. Camden with the football. Now we knock him down back at the 36 where the ball was tipped. And the defender was just in the right place at the right time.
Well, it was not a very good pass by Alex Stevenson. And it was Kenny Moore had to go up with one hand. And when he did, he tipped it. And the defender looked like that was the set, maybe number four, who made the interception. And that'll be a turnover. And the Camden County Wildcats will have it first down and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
That's the first turnover tonight.
Guys, I will give our offensive line a lot of credit on that last play. Alex Stevenson had all day there. Ball was just a little behind Kenny, who was open, and he got his hand back and it tipped, and they got the interception.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. 2:25 to go here in the half, all tied up, 7 apiece. First and 10, Camden at their own 36-yard line. Double tight ends. They're in that Eagle offense. Put a man in motion. They give it to Bissett. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but he'll fight his way forward for 1, maybe 2 yards. Wimbush, I'm sorry. I thought it was Bissett, number 14.
It was Ellis Griffin in on the tackle for the Vikings with second and 8 now.
With 2:05 to go here in the half. 7-7, we're tied. We scored first. They came back. Now give it to Wimbush again. And he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. But he'll get a yard, Bill, up to the 39-yard line.
In on the tackle, number 17, Trey Jackson again for the Vikings. And that'll bring up third and about 7. Clock running at a minute and 39 seconds left here in the first half. 7-7, we're all tied up here in the Region 1-6A championship ball game.
Chris Williams slide is the receiver to our side. They send Middleton to the far side and put Kenny Moore has him in man coverage over there. Wimbush at fullback. Now they put a man in motion. Ramsey drops back, look, pump face. Way downfield, got Middleton open, and the catch made at the 30-yard line.
Kenny Moore lost his footing as he's trying to stay with the wide receiver, and he stumbled. The throw was right over the top.
Well, 7 to go here in the half. Quickly, Camden comes to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the far hash mark. They bring Middleton to our side. That was a 33-yard pass from Ramsey to Middleton. And Middleton comes out here where Brandon Roberts picked him up in man coverage. Ramsey with a tight end to the visitor side of the field. They got a man in motion. Right up the middle is Wimbush, and he'll get a yard from our 33 down to the 32, and there's a timeout on the field. And 56 seconds to go here in the half, and I'm looking to see, Bill, timeout Camden.
That was D'Angelo Edmonds, number 65 for the Vikings, in on the tackle. And there is not going to be a TV timeout, so we'll keep it right here as this is getting down to it here with 56 seconds left in the first half, a tie ball game. As you said, the Vikings go down the field on their first possession on the thanks to 2 face mask penalties, were able to continue the drive, but they get down, go in, score, and go up 7-0. Camden comes back on the heels of a very short punt, and gives himself, Lowndes gives them a short field. They get down the field on a 1-yard dive, tie it all up 7-7. And that's where we've been battling back and forth until that 33-yard pass by Ramsey to number 83. As you said, that was Middleton. They really have been stymied as well.
And, of course, both teams have 2 timeouts left. Ramsey, their field goal kicker, who last week missed the ball and hit his foot on the turf. Ankle is, has not affected him as far as playing quarterback. Now he's in the shotgun. Can bring 2 receivers to the near side for Camden. Our Vikings in a 4-man front. Wildcats drop straight back. Look, go across the middle. Oh, and just as number 1, Chris Williams went to make the catch. Tell me what happened, Bill.
That was Nick Hart, number 6. Comes in and just makes a huge hit on the wide receiver, knocks it away just as the ball gets there, falls incomplete, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 9 now for the Camden County Wildcats.
That stops the clock with 50 seconds to go here in the half. Score is 7-7. Ramsey will bring two receivers to our side. That is Jackson and Williams, one receiver to the far side. He's in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. There comes the blitz. Little screen pass. We read it perfectly to J.J. Green. He gets knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. The clock is rolling. Camden stops the clock with 42 seconds to go, Bill.
That's Jamacy Wright in there to final wrap that tackle up. Not J.J. Green down. They were thinking big yardage on that play.
They set the screen up perfectly. They let us come off the corner really hard. But I tell you what, Jamacy Wright filling in for the injured Tyquan Lane. What a job he did. Now let's see what Camden's going to attempt, Bill, a 45-yard field goal from the right hash mark. Grant Gabriel will attempt the field goal. Now Camden calls their final. Nope. I just thought they called timeout. Now they call timeout again.
Again, we'll keep it right here. As we said, a lot of the FSU players are here tonight, and I know they're out there in the stands. Some of them are on the sideline. Maybe we can get Marty to talk to them some during the timeouts here.
Might be some down there with him.
As right now, I'm standing down here with our team, of course, trying to cheer this defense on and trying to find out what all we're saying here at the timeout. But our defense has been fighting this whole game. I tell you, they played great. They've had their backs to the wall a little bit with the field position, but we've only really given up that one play earlier, and that was a double move, and they got Kenny on the second time he moved. Kenny flipped down a little bit, and we're lucky that wasn't a touchdown. But our defense has kept us in this game, and this is going to be a big, big play right here. We talked in pregame about it coming down to a special team, and this is definitely a very important play in this game.
Marty, you were down on the field during warm-up. You saw Gabriel kicking. Does he have the leg for a 45-yarder?
He definitely got the leg, guys. If you saw, he kicked the opening kickoff, kicked it 8 yards deep in the end zone. He definitely got the leg. He hasn't had as much practice as Ramsey has in game situations, so we'll see what he does.
Is he accurate? That's the key.
And
it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. They're going for it. Fourth and 10. 42 seconds to go in the half. Ramsey in the shotgun. He has Williams and Middleton, and what do we have here? Timeout Vikings. We'll keep it right here. 42 seconds to go in the half, all tied up. Now the Vikings have just burned a timeout, and both teams have one left here in the half.
And this is just before half, but it almost feels like end of game. I mean, this is one of those tense situations that's what we expected out of this ball game. I don't know that Camden has been in a ball game this tight going into halftime.
I don't think so.
They have not trailed at all this year going into halftime, and I don't know that they've even been tied going into halftime.
I will build on all the research I did. They haven't been.
Yep.
And this is their lowest offensive production they've had in a game so far this year.
Well, as we said going into it, this is going to be a defensive battle. The Vikings have always hung their hat on defense, and that's no different tonight. Camden has always hung their hat on defense, and they've stymied us as well. Camden so far with 96 yards of total offense, the Vikings with 76, and it has just been a battle back and forth.
One of the differences, Camden only has 36 yards on the ground. 60 of those are through the air.
Now they're going to go back to the field goal.
Now they're going back to the field goal, which will be a 45-yarder. I wouldn't be surprised to see something funny right here. There's waiting on the snap. There it is. There's a kick. It's up. And it's got the distance. It's good. It's good. Camden takes the lead 10-7 with 35 seconds to go here in the half. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Gabriel set to kick off for the Camden Wildcats. High end over end kick. Drives Jordan Williams back. Nope, he don't even try to attempt to receive to return it into the end zone to bring it out to the 20-yard line. Will it be first and 10 Vikings with 25 seconds to go?
It was running. It was running during the kick. Nobody touched the ball.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the page.
Nope, nope.
Nope. Okay. Oh, well, must have had some technical difficulties on that side over there as our stat crew goes to fix that. It'll be first to 10 Vikings. Ball in the middle of the field. There's 24 seconds to go. Gabriel, their kicker, just kicked a 45-yard field goal that I think he could have hit from 60. Stevenson slides under center. Takes a snap right up the middle to Amon Brown. Amon Brown gets brought down around the 30. He'll get about 8 yards on the carry. It'll be second and two out at the 28-yard line. And that very well have been the last play of the half. And it is. It's halftime here at Martin Stadium. Vikings trail 10-7. And we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Randy Mack.
Coach Mack, you said before the game that it was going to be a tough game, but one thing you can guarantee is your kids would play hard, and they have.
Yes, sir. They're playing hard, man. We just got to keep plugging.
Coach, you've obviously had the turnover and a couple bad punts there. You haven't won the field position battle, but your defense has kept you in this game, getting the big stop there and forcing to a field goal. You got to be happy with your defense.
Yeah, we got to get in here and make some adjustments. We get the ball on start of the second half. We got to do something with it.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty. That was your equipment parts supply coach's spotlight. We're at halftime. Vikings trail 10-7. And we'll be back after this 5-minute break.
And we're back here at halftime as the Vikings trail the Camden County Wildcats 10-7. We're at halftime here. And it has been a defensive battle, just like we anticipated that this game would be. The Lowndes High Vikings have battled in this thing, so have the Camden County Wildcats. And there at the very end, right as the time was just before expiring here in the half, Camden County kicks a 45-yard field goal just inside the left upright down at the south end zone, and they go up 10-7 as this game is living up to all of its billing. As the Vikings and the Camden County Wildcats are 10-7 here as Camden leads our Lowndes High Vikings. I'm getting counties and highs out, whacked out of place. On the field for the Camden County Wildcats is their Wildcat band as they entertain the crowds, and standing on the back sideline are the Georgia Bridgemen waiting their turn to get out onto the field. The halftime, a normal 20-minute halftime with a 3-minute warm-up, will be the normal time here. We'll get you some stats a little bit later on, some of the technical issues of keeping up with the stats. We've got some minor corrections that we're having to make. But it looks like, as we said earlier, it's very evenly matched. Camden with 22 plays for 96 yards, while the Vikings have run 23 plays for 84 yards. So you can't really get much closer than that. The average per play is Camden with 4.4 yards per average, Lowndes with 3.7, and the difference, as Wes pointed out earlier, is the passing yards. Camden with 60 yards passing, while the Vikings have got no yards passing, and then the one turnover. That's probably been the biggest difference in this ball game right now, as it was a pass play intended for Kenny Moore. The pass was a little behind Kenny. He reached up, tipped it with his hands, and the defender, Bissett, was there for Camden County, makes the interception. They didn't get anything really on the return, about a one-yard gain, but that was what set them up. A couple good pass plays, a 33-yard pass play to Middleton, and that gets them down the field into a situation where it sets them up for that 45-yard field goal.
Bill, you're absolutely right. You made several comments there talking about the stats that definitely have an effect on this game, and obviously the big one, the passing yards that Wes did mention. Of course, Bryce Ramsey, we knew he was going to have an impact on this game. We knew what a great player he was, and he's very accurate, but he's got so much time. We've got to be able to get pressure on him in the second half if we want to continue to hold this game close and hopefully have a chance to win. On the flip side of things, we've only thrown two passes. Is that right? We've got 0 yards, two attempts.
Right.
We had the screen, which was wide open and set up beautifully. The running back had blockers. And A.J. Johnson made a great play, got back and tipped the ball. And then, of course, the pass to Kenny Moore that ended up the interception. Kenny was wide open, breaking free. And we gave Alex time on that play. And that's going to be key. Second half, we've got to get pressure on Bryce Ramsey, and we've got to give Alex time to make a few throws. Again, we haven't thrown it much, but when we do, we've got to be able to complete some passes.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Exactly. We're given what we haven't been able to do a lot this year is give Alex time. In both of those situations, he had time to look down the field, find his receiver. Just made a poor choice there trying to throw it to Kenny and threw it behind him. And then it was just a great play by Johnson to step in front of that screen play. Otherwise, that could have been very, very good play for the Vikings as well.
You're absolutely right, Bill. I will say that our offensive line has really played well for us tonight. They've done a great job, you know, giving us chances to get positive yards. We showed a different look with Amon Brown deep. Trey Jackson's come in and played some fullback. In some plays, even on the touchdown drive, we got down there inside the red zone. We had two fullbacks. We had Tevin Orr and Trey Jackson back there as a fullback, each kind of offset of the center. So we've come out with a little bit of a different look. But I've been very impressed with our offense. Sometimes we've huddled. Sometimes we've rushed to the line. Sometimes we've been on the line. We're really trying to mix things up to keep them, you know, guessing and keep them at bay. And I've noticed one thing about their defense. A.J. Johnson is a beast.
He is.
But he rotates out just like everybody else. They are fresh when they're in the game because they have such a deep defensive line and linebacking corps.
And one of the things I've noticed, too, and I know you probably have being on the sideline, is the sheer size of the Camden County players. I'm looking at them when Jordan Williams walks up next to a guy and he's just barely coming up to his armpits. And Jordan, granted, is not a tall guy, but nonetheless, I mean, these are big defensive players for Camden, yet our offensive line has done a great job. They've done a phenomenal job, in my opinion, opening up some holes. Our running backs have gotten some positive yards. Coach Jeff Heron said to you, winning the first down, and I love that phrase. I mean, I hear a lot of coaches talk about that. That's really the key to this ball game. You win the first down, you at least put yourself in a positive situation where if you do have to punt, then you've got some punting room to work from. But if you get penalties, you get things that throw you, you know, second and 15, second and 20, those kind of situations, you're losing that first down battle.
Absolutely, Bill. And to win that first down battle, it's those little things you just talked about. They, on that first drive, they had those two big, huge face mask penalties, and they were definitely clear face masks. I know their fans
sure.
got a little upset. They were right there in front of me. They were definitely clear, flagrant face mask penalties. But those little things allowed us to move down the field and score. Flip that, when we had a 7-0 lead and we got the ball the second time, we had the holding penalty. We had 6 yards on first down.
Yep.
And we won first down. And then on second down, we get a holding penalty 10 yards back, and that just killed the drive. And that's our only penalty, but that killed the drive, killed the momentum, and then we end up having the bad punt. Again, little things. We have the shank punt, and they end up going in, getting great field position. Scored. It did not look like he scored down here. He was very, very close to getting across the line. Had some people saying that he fumbled actually before he crossed the line. You know, but couldn't tell for sure. It was called a touchdown. That's what it is, touchdown. And but flipping that, going on further, I think that holding them to a field goal right there was huge for our defense and for our psyche going
yeah.
into halftime. That hey, we're in this game. We are close. Coach Mack mentioned we get the ball first half, but I don't think we do. We got the ball first half, so they're going to get the ball. But we've got to go down there and hold them. Sometimes, hey, you look back at old Nick Hyder day, he liked to kick it off a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to put the defense on the field, stop them, and get the ball at midfield. Hopefully we can do that. We can go down here, stop them, and get the ball at midfield, and hopefully take the lead.
Well, one of the strengths of, and we said this on air earlier, one thing that Lowndes has always hung their hat on is defense. Randy McPherson will rather play defense than anything in the world. So, yeah, putting him out there on the field to start the second half, get a good stop, put your offense in a good position.
I'm going to take that one step further. He would. He loved to play defense, but he liked to play it on their end of the field.
Yeah.
So when we kick it off, we're going to be down there. They haven't really been with their back to their own goal line but one time, and that was the first drive of the game.
Right.
Or, so first time they had the ball. So hopefully we can get down here, get on their end of the field, and hopefully get some points in the second half because we played on – we're down 10-7, but we played on our end of the field almost all night long.
Yeah, we gave them two drives starting on their own 40 and their own 45. Or actually their 35 and their 45. And so they had a short field to work from.
And I don't think if you told anybody in the state of Georgia, and even many people around the nation, that if they had the ball starting two drives inside the 45-yard line on their side, on our side of the field, that this and a turnover,
right,
that we would have this ball game would be 10-7 at halftime. We are in this ball game. The Lowndes Vikings have shown up, as Randy said before the game. Coach McPherson said, "I can guarantee you one thing: the Lowndes Vikings will come to play tonight. They
yep.
will show up, and they have." So, you know, can they keep that momentum up in the second half? Can keep that intensity up? It's going to be interesting to see. But they played well so far. We are down 10-7. with a lot of football left to play. And so this is going to be a great second half between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Camden County Wildcats, and we'll see what happens.
All right. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for their live in-game stat sponsorship this year, as we're able to bring you these stats live and as they happen. We're going to take a four-minute break here at halftime as the Camden County Wildcats lead our Lowndes High Vikings 10-7. After this four-minute break, we'll be back, get you set up for the second half right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.